Dan Q.
Makalua.
The Mean Team.
Ed Jim.
Don't we already have that as a pre-recorded thing?
I'm Daniel Danku, Quick, owner, producer, and regular Polycast co-host. Polycast premiered on October 20th, 2006. Its extended first season included 7 blooper reels, each running 5 minutes in length, give or take. Beginning in Season 2 in 2008, bloopers were added to the end of episodes as opposed to separate reels. Now the best, and worst, so to speak, of both worlds comes together. This is Polycast Blooper Reel Volume 11, compiling the flubs, dubs, and what does from 2017 that were cut from the end of episodes due to time. Let's begin. Episode 272.
We know we're live, Dan.
We don't care.
I know, you know.
2017 is the year of not giving a fuck, Dan.
Wow. I knew there'd be a first F-bomb, but I didn't think it was going to go to Mackie. I must have been.
It went to Mackie, and it didn't take long either.
I was referring to Go Crazy, not anyone's mom.
Whatever, you F-bomb dropper. I don't believe you.
Yeah, 2017. You're not giving a beep.
Episode 277. Early access. Now you too can be a developer. Without the pay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I would do, though.
More like free QA. Or no, we pay to be QA.
Well, no, you could force the pain on yourself, Maggie, that a developer experience. But I don't know how you're going to force the money on yourself.
Yourself has more cash. Okay.
Are you counterfeiting? Or are you just, like, looping it? Are you, like...
Maggie talks about giving herself more money. Meanwhile, I read an article about, hey, there was a break-in at the bank in Maggie's hometown. I wonder if that is... Episode 278.
Can I stop us for a second? Canis just asked us in chat if we started.
Oh.
Well, not exactly. We've kind of gone off on a little bit of tangent.
Gee, Dan, what do you think?
Are we actually live?
Yes.
Good question.
That's why I was asking.
Not actually live.
What?
Oh, it just
said live. Still says starting soon.
Whoop. Oh. I know this has been heard.
That might be pretty bad.
This is great. Yeah, I was gonna say.
So in terms of the unmentioned changes, what are we, I've been distracted.
Sorry, we totally went off topic again.
Oh, I think.
No, we're starting with governments.
I guess Mackie's starting.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Episode 279. I think the next district to talk about should go to Mackie because her fan was saying it was time for her to say something again.
And
even if you don't remember the specific number in your head, you know that you're going to be farther ahead to do a campus over a commercial because of the adjacency bonus. But just at a glance, to remind you, just take those extra few seconds because once you place that district down,
you're done.
Well, unless someone comes in and raises your city, and then you can start over again, and then you decide you want to relocate your districts. I don't recommend that. That's not really a strategy. Episode 281.
And then you intro each person.
Yeah, no, let's counter-troll Dan, then just skip the proper intro and continue on.
No!
That's our intro for this time.
I will turn this podcast around.
Okay, we'll be good. We'll be good.
Okay, welcome to Polycast, the Civilization Polycast. Wait, hold on.
You said you knew how to do the intro!
Do you know how to do the intro?
Yeah,
I can do it.
Fail.
That would be glorious.
Oh, I thought you just lived next to a train station.
No.
Don't be ridiculous. She lives underneath the transit now.
But.
And I had, like, this really morbid thought about, if you want your dog to be red, then it could roll around in the but that's, really nasty. So we won't say that.
Dan's played too much Duck Hunt, apparently.
Well, if it's that dog, you just shoot the dog.
spend all of your early production on wonders. This is a top-tier multiplayer strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Psychological warfare. Wow, these people are in such a good position on the map they're constructing. Wonders, I better stay away.
Yeah, such a good position.
Their position must be so much better than mine. They must have better terrain or something.
And then last but not least, also under the open mic.
Wait, what open mic? What does an open mic mean?
The
microphone that you have in front of you that's open to speak into, I thought it was pretty obvious, actually. But, okay, I'll tell you.
This is in contrast to the rest of the show. Your mic was closed. All right, Matt, you're up.
Speaking of revealing secrets.
All right, get out.
I knew you were going to do that, but...
Why didn't you give him the outro? Come on.
We discussed this last time. You're not allowed to do it like that.
Discuss this every time.
Yeah, every time you put him on the outro, we get this crap.
Every time, first answer is some variation of get out or get lost. We're not.
I've never said get lost. I don't need people to be lost because then they might come back.
Wait, you don't want me to come back?
Well,
that's really sad.
We weren't going to say anything, but...
I don't know, since you co-opted the intro successfully and made a better one, then...
I don't know about better. It was alternative. I'll give it that.
It's alternative facts, okay.
Exactly. Episode 283.
These difficulty settings have been virtually identical for as long as I've been playing Civ, and I started with Civ 3, so...
Tactical unit combat, a la Call to Power series. Go, go, go. Wait, no, don't do that.
Civilizations of Might and Magic.
You know, I just didn't like Brave New World. It felt too much like a reskin of Civ 5.
It kind of was, but, you know.
No, that was Civilization Beyond Earth.
Oh, baby.
No, that was a sci-fi mod.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Just kidding.
It's actually humorous to some degree that we did not get to the Senate, because on the last episode, we had been going in alphabetical order of Civilization 6 Civs with the exception of the DLC, and B. Kaiko, who's been a past guest on the show, was like, oh, Dan, I see you skipped over Japan. Well, I'm looking forward to the next episode when you talk about Japan. And then I joked that, you know, you're giving me the idea to get not talk about Japan.
Jokes on you.
Whoops.
I'm curious if this guy in the blue shirt is the son of David Foley from Kids in the Hall, because in that mustache and the glasses, he looks exactly like a classic Kids in the Hall character.
You see, kids, there's this thing called Kids in the Hall.
Thank you, Magin. Jason prompted the required segment on this show. It's the unspoken segment. You see, kids.
You see, kids.
Oh, Jason, why do you date us so?
Because it's fun to do.
Episode 284.
Oh, Phil. You are so wrong.
About what?
I don't know. I just randomly read one of your posts.
Oh. Well, I might have been wrong in some of them. Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, it was the thread.
Oh. I have to keep up the warmonger is the only thing that matters. Lion.
Everybody has their own personal thinking on what's good, what's not. So, to them, for thinking wrong.
I like how you tell me I'm wrong and then rank them like the same place I do. It's nice. It's good touch.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
That sounds like me somehow, but it's not. It's against me.
Segue.
Next up we have...
Feudalism is... Wait. The melee range shenanigans. Maybe I got that backwards. All right, whatever.
I was really hoping you were going to say feudalism is actually feudalism.
Yeah, that too.
Phil's holy encampment. Yeah, that's a
holy
name.
Encampment.
Combined, you get a holy encampment.
I thought this was Poland. Are we talking Poland now?
Episode 285.
99% of PC is a forest or a mountain combo. So
could they be a forested mountain?
Sometimes, but some of them are also covered with glaciers.
What are the yields from those tiles?
Oh, the Civ did things and eventually became Italy, so technically they still exist.
They're not the Italians.
Don't start with me.
Don't play the Civ, is that what you just said?
No, don't play bad.
Wow.
I know that's not what you said, but...
Stop playing badly.
Yep.
Okay, don't play bad by not playing the Civ. Okay, what?
Yeah, okay. It's like, ooh, take two, make one, slightly better. Except it doesn't work in this case. It doesn't work for armies either.
Yeah.
Because why would you use that?
Wow. When two become one, thanks, Spice Girls.
No, don't say it.
I want to say something about Great Admirals, but I have never actually gotten them except on accident.
No, Great Admirals can be great. Getting that ironclad in the classical era... Ooh, so nice.
Don't you also need a Mausoleum of Halicarnassus for that or something?
No, you get one.
You get one?
I mean, okay. You want two ironclads.
Yeah, anyhow, why are you so greedy, man?
Yeah. One's sufficient. Ooh, deleting a unit out in the middle of nowhere creates a new barb camp.
Oh, you know that's going to get trolled to hell in multiplayer.
Yeah,
of course it would.
Why are you disbanding all these units at my border? No reason.
No,
I just can't afford maintenance. Sorry.
No, we're good. And if you blow it up enough times, you get a civil war.
Wow, instead of war weariness, space stupidity weariness.
Yep. Quit trying to blow up our citizens in space.
We don't need to go that badly.
We can do it just as well down here.
Episode 286. Oh, boy. Whereas Ed Leach, wow.
Ed Leach.
Oh, dear.
I was reading lead designer, so I already had the L. I was getting ready to say the next word. I think I called this site Rock Paper Shotgun, but part of my brain did I actually accidentally say Rock Paper Shogun, which would be a very different. So, yeah.
The popular new game, Rock Paper Shogun. Shogun always wins.
Sometimes the rock would win if it's thrown properly.
True.
Well, Dwayne Johnson sometimes. Yeah. Throw him well.
Oh, yeah.
That's the rock. He'll probably take most shoguns one-on-one, depending on equipment.
Just catapult the rock in, he'll take care of it.
Yeah. The spearman is able to hit the exposed gas tank on the tank if it wins. So, yeah, it's just like that.
Well, we're talking about a different kind of rock, Dan.
I thought I was putting the spear straight down the firing cannon.
Episode 287. So, yeah, we'll start in a few minutes here whether Maggie has arrived or not. I think she just wants us to do falsetto Maggie. She says she doesn't like it, but I secretly think she enjoys it much like.
Who is falsetto Maggie? Is it Dan?
Unfortunately.
Usually.
Even if Maggie likes it, the rest of us not so much, but it's okay.
Oh, there's Maggie.
No falsetto Maggie today.
Aw, no.
It could still be accomplished in principle.
Hi, Maggie.
Hello. It's not a print yet, though.
I think most of that sentence was English, but...
That was cut off.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That came through fine.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, apparently the edition comes through fine, but actual sentences, no, forget that.
Going to be live shortly, but we're not actually live right now.
Yeah, it says live in 3 minutes. That's weird.
How long has it said that?
Ever since the countdown ended.
Okay. So. And I've got live in 2 minutes, yet YouTube says, no, we're live. When we've been live for almost 2 minutes. So.
Yeah, it says started streaming 2 minutes ago, but I've got nothing.
I'm going to refresh the page.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if that changes.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. That's it. Yep, always refresh the page. That's the new question to go. Have you turned it off and on again, or unplugged it and plugged it back in again?
Have you refreshed it?
All right, so with that out of the way, welcome to the 200... I was going to say the wrong number.
87. 87.
Thank you, Mackie fan.
Mackie fan agrees.
This was the 287th episode of Polycast. See, Dan, I knew the episode number.
Yeah, because I said it at the start of the episode.
You can just, like, look.
I clicked on the page.
I think Dan's calling you a scrub.
I don't want no scrubs. Dino in the live chat said, I did have to remember the number of the episode for 2 hours.
Ooh, and 2 hours?
Easier said than done. Also, I could have clicked on the the link to the topic list.
Yeah,
yeah. Like this conversation.
Chat.
Yeah, yeah, this is podcast number 287, yeah. 5th of August.
So basically, all that I was saying is that I don't know why Dan couldn't figure it out in the beginning of the episode. It's only in three different places.
Well, it was going to be episode 278. I was inverting the 8 and the 7. I was just so excited you were back, Imran.
That's not true.
Way to ruin the moment.
If you can turn back time.
Episode 288.
All right. Well, since Mackie's not here, somebody will have to fill in a falsetto.
Hi.
Don't forget to be witty. She'll probably pop in, but...
What do you want?
Where are
you? This.
We should also mention it's pre-ordering for $50 U.S.
Eh, okay, you can mention it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, here's the...
No, you can't mention it.
Yeah, but then they spend those, what, 30, 40 turns to build a caravel, and suddenly all of their cities are 50 strengths, and you're like, oh. I think it needs to be a bit more gradual than just sudden city strength jump, but that's something else entirely.
Maybe they should go from the classical era to the Renaissance in one tech.
Is this that side post to go visit your mod in the workshop or something?
No, that's just, like, generalized. That sucks.
Okay.
Episode 289.
If you want to break the game and make everyone use naval, allow units to stack on transports. And I'm not suggesting actually doing that, but you would see naval.
Well, yeah.
In Civ 4, that was the biggest threat to someone having a better navy than you, is that they could just unload a ton of units on any single one of your cities that they could reach, which was a lot of them. And because you could burn cities in one turn, like, you could lose to somebody who just forked your cities and burned two-thirds of your coastal cities because you can't possibly get your army into all of them at once.
Yep.
It was awful, but great, because the Navy actually mattered.
Back in my day, all boats rammed each other. They didn't have these fancy cannons. By the time you get there, the tech cost is so low compared to your output. Unlike Mackie's fan.
Oh, hi, fan. How you doing? Shut up, fan.
Yeah, there you go. You're actually running Monarchy, lol.
Well, it's better than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, stabbing yourself in the town is better than the stomach, too, but...
But you're still stabbing yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If Tesla could be brought out in Civ 6 and randomly makes Tesla coils.
Oh, a barbarian, huh?
Hi, barbarian.
So are you a Beethoven person or are you a Mozart person? Or do you prefer Tchaikovsky?
AC/DC. Let's go.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. When it gets into the modern era, how is there no rock bands that are great musicians?
Yeah.
Why are the Rolling Stones not great musicians?
I'm more Van Halen.
So you never know. Go read your great people list, and that'll tell you every single Civ that'll never be in the game.
Yeah, because that was totally true with, say, Portugal in Civ 5. They totally didn't just drag them into Civ status and replace the city-state. Yep.
Yep. Totally didn't do that.
And then they totally couldn't do that in Civ 6.
Episode 292. Speaking of new,
all right.
Or news, see what I did there?
I'm chewing.
News, everyone! Mackie is chewing. Stop what you're doing.
She's about to in the mouth.
I must admit, when I first read that, I don't know why, but my brain went, "Wait, the AI's twerking?" Oh no, tweaks. Yeah, okay, that'd be different.
Oh, they can always get tweak twerking, but that would just be...
That's going to be our new diplomacy leader animations.
Yeah. Tweak, the new leader is going to be twerking.
When they talk you into trying to go to war.
It
was no Civ 5 on release, that's for sure.
Oh, at first I thought you said there was no Civ 5 upon its release, and I thought...
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
You're just trying to forget Civ 5 Vanilla so it wasn't actually released when it was initially released? Oh.
Yep.
That was the early access, right? I think.
Yeah, early access beta.
I don't know if it was in a beta state yet.
Be great. We need a log. We're asking for a log, basically.
Mackie, what's your log?
Not that kind.
Oh, Mackie doesn't like fireplaces. That's what I just heard.
Yep. I don't know really even in Texas.
Although, I suppose, given where you're located, I guess that's not completely surprising.
Yeah. The only time any of those is to put into the fire pit underneath the smoker.
There you go. See? Still a log.
Oh. I was. See, I thought you were going to say your fireplace is on your TV when you find the non-stop streaming.
Oh, yeah. That works.
The fireplace.
That works. Yeah. I just mounted a TV into what used to be the fireplace. There we go. There's a fireplace.
Well, I mean, the fire could help, dry things out after all that water.
I wasn't that far south.
Yeah, maybe we can help out dry out some of the salt that is in response to this preview, I tell you what.
Yep.
Okay.
Episode 293. Been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's probably been like 5 years or something like that, I think.
It's only been 4, actually. I don't know why you're exaggerating. It's really unnecessary. I call
it. Time flies.
The amusing thing is, you could have just taken a clip from any introduction we've done over the past, like, however many years, and just given that to any guest co-host as an example of how to do the introduction, but, you know.
Good.
So I have done this 3 times before, but I still can't remember what I've said on all the other times.
Well, there's 2 things going on here. One, Phil, I want the introduction to be authentic. 2.
You tell people how to do it exactly anyway. Okay. All right. Yep. What's 2?
2 is I want people to improve on the last time they were on the show applies to return guest posts only. And 3, you know, I got hashtag first world problems over here, so I just don't have time to add that to the list. Oh, there's Mackie. Oh, man, I just got a threat in falsetto Mackie, and then she appears. It's fantastic.
Thank you for sparing us, by the way.
You're welcome. Nobody wants to hear that. Yeah, my phone was in the other room when Dan called, and I'm like, yes, dear, just a minute, dear.
That definitely would have a positive impact on his fiancé.
She probably does the same thing, let's be honest.
Excuse me while I sit here and flick my hair back. Okay, so...
Well, unfortunately, I'm just going to have to start. Okay, welcome to... Nope.
No.
At the wrong time.
Hey.
False start.
The perfect wrong time.
The guess was correct. I heard unfortunately. He is correct in that. That's fine. We'll go with that. Episode 294.
Phil is the last one here. Go figure.
Wow, I beat Phil.
Yep. And you were also here before the episode started.
At what point are we going to point out the elephant in the room and say that all the mad scripts are broken?
Oh.
Lots of more completely ignore that. Just an undocumented change.
Yeah.
That was intentional, which I'm going to give him more credit than that. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm trying to scroll the picture because there's a scroll bar on the picture. Whoops. Mackie introduced the recurrent spending rather than the other one. Threw me a little bit. Yeah, me too.
Oh. When did you change that?
Well, we have two directions and recurrent spending, like, near each other.
Okay, so Mackie introduced the wrong
topic. I thought that was the new directions they were talking about.
In a really new direction.
In a really new direction. But screw you one, apparently.
It compensated for the flow of the conversation.
Patch redux next.
Sure. Do you want to do this one, Sedgwick?
I'd rather do the topic after that, but...
Okay.
I'll give you my topic if you want. That's fine. I have something to say here, though. But I'll let you introduce it.
Live stream ended.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.
All right.
Instantly, the video game starts.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I thought...
Actually,
that was
late.
Hilarious.
Bye-bye. Live stream's over. Gone. Back to the game.
Episode 295.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Phil. You might need to raise your volume or something. Can everyone else hear him okay?
No, I just woke up, so I'm being quiet. Probably because of that. I definitely don't need to raise my volume.
Fair enough. Fond memories of all the awesome trade routes that you are creating. Do you have any other very memorable Civilization VI gameplay experiences from this year?
We'll start with you. Why don't you model the type of story that you would like us to tell when it comes to memorable games, and then we'll learn from you, Jason. You're the knowledge holder.
Well, shoot, I was going to let you guys do that while I tried to think of one.
All right, and lastly, Madjin. Any memorable Civ 6 games in 2017? You can say no. You know, it's okay. I'll probably cut that from the recording, but you can say no. Or is he still not back? Oh, I thought he was back. all right. No, he's okay.
There we go.
Wow. Speaking of Civilization board games, thanks for setting that up, Jason. That was great.
You're welcome.
For dropping it, Mackie.
Wait a minute. Did I have it?
Yep.
Nobody told me this.
It's in the Skype chat. Skype conference, the topics list.
Derp.
That's okay.
It is labeled Civ and.
Civ and. Well, where's the link for it?
Well, it's the link for it is in the...
APC?
Topics list on CFC's homepage.
What? Are you sure? Open mic.
Yep.
Room thing. Research lab. Theater. Oh. Oh, it's the Facebook link. No wonder. I was like, what the hell?
Matthew just saw Facebook and just auto-ignores.
That's all it says. There's nothing else in this post. I mean...
Is that what it says? If you want to play in real life with actual friends?
No, it didn't say that.
Condescending.
Record date started. 2017.
Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.
So, people listening to the show live, enjoy this because no one else will hear it.
Well.